Launching AI software without real-world validation? Risky. That's where user acceptance testing, or UAT, and acceptance testing come in. Think of them as the ultimate quality gate. Are user needs met? Do business requirements align? These processes validate everything before launch. It's all about ensuring a smooth, successful deployment. UAT. It's the final step ensuring software success. More than just a formality, it confirms the system truly meets business needs. Think of it as real-world testing, ensuring the software works as users expect. UAT verifies the software is genuinely fit for its purpose. UAT gets interesting with AI. It's not just about standard functionality anymore. We're validating the AI's behavior itself. Think of it as testing the AI's common sense in the wild. A key focus is how the AI responds to unexpected user actions, those edge cases the developers didn't foresee. That's where we can catch potential problems. Environment separation is a foundational security tactic. Your development, staging, and production environments need to be completely isolated. Think of them as separate walled gardens. It's also critical to avoid using real production data in non-production environments unless it's been fully anonymized. This simple step protects against data leaks and helps maintain regulatory compliance. Keep those environments separate and your data safe. Environment parity is where infrastructure as code shines. It ensures consistent environments. Think about it. Identical configurations, dependencies, and network setups everywhere. This drastically reduces discrepancies, the kind that cause UAT failures. IAC helps avoid those surprises, making deployments smoother. Testing with real production data. That's risky. Exposing sensitive information can lead to compliance issues. Anonymization helps. Think of swapping names or masking fields. We can also generalize data, placing it into broader categories. For maximum privacy, synthetic data is the way to go. It mirrors production data, but it's entirely risk-free. The real strength of synthetic data lies in its versatility. Think of faker libraries for whipping up quick, realistic datasets. Names, addresses, that kind of thing. And if you're dealing with healthcare, Synthia can generate entire patient histories. But the best part is you can tailor data to meet almost any specific need. A solid UAT strategy hinges on the test plan. Consider it your go-to resource. While a comprehensive plan includes 9 sections, let's focus on the first 5 essentials. First, clarity is key. Define the precise scope and objectives. What are we testing and why is it important? Then detail the test environment. To make our UAT test plan rock solid, here's what we'll do. First, we'll define roles so everyone's clear on their responsibilities. Then we'll create a schedule with key milestones to maintain momentum. It's also important to identify potential risks and develop mitigation strategies just in case. Finally, we'll establish clear sign-off criteria and an approval process so we know exactly when we've met our goals. A formal sign-off process can really strengthen compliance. Think about who should have the final say. Maybe the business owner, someone in security, or your compliance officer. Next, build a strong evidence package. Include things like test results, defect status, coverage metrics, and security scans. Essentially, everything that demonstrates you're meeting requirements. And lastly, make that sign-off digital. Conditional sign-offs involve inherent risks, which is why documenting what you've accepted is so important. It's also key to define timelines for addressing issues. What's the remediation plan and when can we expect it to be complete? Ongoing monitoring is the final piece, helping to track progress and ensure risks are being mitigated over time. This gives you better visibility and helps manage those conditional approvals. Bidirectional traceability is crucial. Think of it as building a complete map connecting every element. We need to trace each requirement forward, so starting with the design, we follow it through implementation, link it to a specific test, and get the test result. But the real power comes from working backward, too. AI's power in testing is clear when it generates initial test plans. Just provide the requirements, and it creates a comprehensive plan. This is useful for finding edge cases that might be missed. AI also helps determine the data needed for thorough testing. It makes the whole process more efficient. AI is not flawless, and that's something we need to keep top of mind when thinking about risk. Watch out for those hallucinated requirements, where the AI makes things up or overlooks important details. And don't just take coverage claims at face value. QA and security still need to carefully review those AI-generated test drafts. Human oversight is still absolutely essential. To build trust in AI-powered features, define good with clear acceptance criteria. Importantly, validate the feature's core functionality separate from the AI model's output. This independent check is essential. Of course, security is non-negotiable. Thoroughly address security requirements because AI can sometimes open up new vulnerabilities. And finally, performance is key to a positive user experience. AI's power multiplies when it integrates smoothly. Error handling is more than a checkbox. It's anticipating every user interaction, even the unexpected ones, and ensuring a graceful response. Equally vital is accessibility. Features should meet standards like WCAG because inclusion ensures everyone benefits from AI's potential. Ignoring this limits the possibilities. I appreciate you spending time with me today. Hopefully, you found this helpful. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss any part of this in more detail or clarify anything that wasn't clear. What areas are of particular interest to you? I'm here to help in any way I can. I look forward to your questions.